the things that people often lament about Central Ohio is the lack of dramatic landscapes. And so our rivers are, I think, are really the highlights. The Olentangy is a highlight. Well, all of our scenic rivers have really high water quality. The water is relatively clean. It's clean enough that it supports an abundance of plants and animals. You can also see green space along the river, and those green spaces are really critical to protecting the health of water quality. You can't really separate what's going on land from what's going on the land that contributes runoff to the river, and especially the land that's right next to the river. The big issue 40 years ago was factories and wastewater treatment plants. There was not a lot of rules about what could get discharged to a river. In the late 1960s, I think people got concerned about those issues. The Clean Water Act was passed, the EPA was formed.
People all over America today are taking stock of their community water and waste treatment problems and are beginning to do something about them. The decision for clean water cannot wait.
So our rivers are much cleaner than they were, but then the newer issue that's surfaced is pollution that comes not from the end of a pipe or a single point, but from kind of all over the landscape. It's runoff. So it's runoff from agricultural farm fields. It's runoff from urban areas. Home septic systems that are failing, or pet waste, or gasoline that's dripped on the pavement. All those pollutants get to the rivers as well. I think sometimes we lose sensitive species because of that. There was a time when the Olentangy River had a number of small dams, and the river species that need that flowing water don't typically thrive behind dams. A lot of dams on the Olentangy have come out, which is great. It's definitely improved the health of the river. Dozens and dozens of species of fish, but also lots of fish that people would never see or know about unless they're out here doing the kind of work we do, studying the biology. There's little fish called darters that live on the stream bottom, almost tropically colored in the spring when they're spawning, that you just would never guess. Also a lot of freshwater mussels, which are another not well-known group of animals because they live buried in the stream bottom. So you don't really see them until their shells wash up after they die. So the Olentangy has a really unique geologic feature. Along the banks of the Olentangy River, there's a lot of steep bluffs that meet the river, so there's a little bit of a cliff. And so often that will expose these layers of fine shale. And then popping out of them they're called concretions. They formed when a piece of debris, like a tooth or a leaf, attracted very dense minerals. There's a lot of places up and down the river where you can see them, and they're also all over people's yards. So if you ever wondered where they came from this river. The Olentangy River is beautiful. It's got a wide variety of wildlife, of fish and birds and bugs. It's really an asset to our community.